So as you see, immunotherapy is not something that is recent. It used to be an art how to use immunotherapy, but more and more we have more science explaining how immunotherapy works and how well it works. Now, we have multiple allergens that have shown efficacy in double-blind placebo-controlled studies showing that immunotherapy can be efficacious in these pollen or allergens such as pollens, cat, house dust, of course, Hymenoptera, insect sting allergy. We have less data that are available for the double-blind placebo or efficacy of immunotherapy in pet denders or in molds. Okay, so the symptoms, when we talk about immunotherapy, we're talking about symptom improvement, we are talking about medication score, we are talking about symptom scores, but we are talking also about a long-lasting effect. And this is very interesting and particular to specific immunotherapy compared to pharmacological therapy. And I will show you some data showing that immunotherapy will prevent new sensitizations, but also may prevent asthma in children who have allergic rhinitis from developing when they are treated with immunotherapy. As I said, it is not a new mode of treatment. It's been studied since 1911 by Leonard and Noon, and it's still going on. Okay, so how do we actually evaluate if the immunotherapy is working? We have clinical parameters, of course, but we have also some paraclinical parameters such as increase in the IgG4. We have less mediators. We have signs of tolerance. And this is a scheme that will show you that when we have immunotherapy, we have induction of tolerance and mainly secretions of interleukin-10. So now we have a proof that immunotherapy is working. It's not only assumption. This is the WHO position paper about allergen immunotherapy, and it says that immunotherapy is effective in IgE-mediated disease, so we have to prove that we have an IgE-mediated disease by skin test or specific IgE. It is efficacious in allergic rhinitis, conjunctivitis, allergic asthma, and systemic reactions to wasp and bee venom. Of course, immunotherapy, when we started, it should be combined with allergen avoidance, pharmacotherapy, and patient education that are very essential. This is a paper, like a basic paper, but it was the baseline of all the other studies published in the British Medical Journal showing people who were treated with grass immunotherapy, and it shows that the symptoms decreased significantly during the season of grass pollen when the patient was treated with specific immunotherapy. This is another study, more recent, published in the JACI, showing that, for example, if you have grass sensitization, grass-specific immunotherapy for seasonal rhinitis and asthma decreased symptom scores and medication scores. And this should be discussed, actually, with the patient because sometimes they need a proof, and you have these scores available online, and you can use them as a follow-up for your patient in the office. These are multiple randomized placebo-controlled studies with sublingual immunotherapy on multiple allergens, whether it is mites, grass, olive trees, etc., that parietaria even, that showed efficacy regarding specific immunotherapy, sublingual in this case. So as I mentioned, immunotherapy doesn't only treat, but also prevent new sensitization. We all know that patients may be sensitized to dust mites and eventually develop allergen to pollen or to multiple pollen. And this, when they are treated with immunotherapy, this may be prevented, so new sensitizations may be prevented. Clinical efficacy and major reviews have been done in multiple studies, and these are publications in the PubMed from 2000 till 2006, showing that we have more and more studies on sublingual immunotherapy, on the efficacy, and on the safety, of course. In the United States, sublingual didn't exist, but now sublingual immunotherapy is introduced in the U.S. and it is FDA approved because of efficacy. Of course, there are some head-to-head studies comparing SCID to SLID, but this is not the subject of our discussion. Okay, so there are new insights in sublingual immunotherapy. SLID is now widely used in Europe and I think in the Middle East. We need to use it. It is recommended by the WHO, and of course safety and good compliance are the reasons why it is more and more available. Okay, now let's go to prove why immunotherapy can be used and should be used in asthma, allergic asthma again. And that comes from the ARIA, the Allergic Rhinitis and Its Impact on Asthma booklet, where they mentioned immunotherapy. They mentioned it to be definitely confirmed as efficacy in rhinitis. It's safe even below 5 years of age, although we don't use it below 5 years of age. It reduced the onset of asthma, and of course, it is useful in asthma. So in this table, you see evidence-based medicine regarding clinical efficacy. And if you see here, you can see very well that SLIT is actually a level 1A efficacy. For rhinitis, it is level 1A efficacy for asthma, and also these studies have been done in children. It's not extrapolated, so this is also very important. It prevents new sensitization, level 2A, long-term effect with SCID 1, level 1B with SLIT 2A, and prevention of asthma, evidence of level of evidence is 1B. So you see, these are very interesting studies and level of evidence that we don't have sometimes even with other therapies that we use. Of course, when we talk about asthma, we have this concept of one airway, one disease. So when we control allergic rhinitis, we have improvement of asthma. And this is very important, and that's where the place of immunotherapy comes. Most of the studies that I will show next are focused on asthma because this is the topic of the presentation. But of course, immunotherapy is very efficacious in allergic rhinitis. This is a meta-analysis of the efficacy of sublingual immunotherapy in allergic asthma in pediatric population aged 3 to 18 years. It was published on CHEST by Canonica, and it showed that actually the study included 9 randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trials assessing SLIT in this pediatric population. We have 6 studies from house dust mite, 1 study for grass, 1 for olive, and 1 for other pollen. So these are very high-level designed studies showing the efficacy. And if you see in the table, SLIT was induced a significant reduction in asthma symptoms compared to placebo. So the results showed that also in the SLIT group, oral symptoms, nasoocular symptoms, and GI symptoms were the most common reported side effects. There were no systemic reactions, no anaphylaxis, which was very good. And SLIT with standardized extracts, and I think this is an essential point here. We shouldn't use any extract but something standardized. It reduced symptom scores and rescue medication use in children with allergic asthma compared to placebo. This is also the same study meta-analysis showing that it is clinically effective, it is safe, and it is a good association to standard drug therapy. This is a study done on pollen olive in Greece, which we have, of course, pollen here, like all the Mediterranean countries. Double-blind placebo-controlled study. It is on a small number of patients, but we shouldn't forget it's double-blind placebo-controlled and done in children. And it showed also a good effect. You see here, there was a significant reduction in dyspnea score during the first year, 49% lower than placebo. You have also decrease, of course, in symptoms of conjunctivitis and rhinitis in this study. So that was very interesting to see in this specialized group of people or children. Of course, clinical efficacy of immunotherapy has been shown in multiple studies, and long-lasting effect is very unique to this therapeutic mode, which is very interesting. It's the only modifier treatment that we can use in allergic or respiratory allergies. These are control studies showing the long-lasting effect. You can see that it goes from 3 years up to 6 years. And we have other studies here. This is a very interesting paper published in Allergy 2006 showing that there is this is a 12-year follow-up after discontinuation of immunotherapy in, for pollen in childhood. And you see in these level that there was a reduction in reactivity. So the skin prick test reactivity was low even after 12 years of stopping. You can see on the second line here the development of new sensitization. You still see a significant reduction of developing new sensitization. And finally, the last column is to show that there is even a very significant reduction in the seasonal asthma, prevalence of seasonal asthma, and this is again 12-year follow-up after discontinuation of sublingual immunotherapy to pollen. Okay, so immunotherapy is the only treatment that may affect the natural course of allergic disease and may prevent development of asthma in patients with allergic rhinitis. So it is indicated again in management of IgE patients. So just to show you a study that we did here in Lebanon, this is a real-life study about the use of sublingual immunotherapy to pollen. It was published in the International Forum of Allergy Rhinology 2014. And showing the effect on allergic rhinitis and asthma. So the main aim of the study was to show the efficacy, real-life efficacy on allergic rhinitis, but also to show the clinical course of asthma severity in these patients. We included patients who had rhinitis, rhinoconjunctivitis, asthma, age between 7 and 55. The exclusion criteria were that pets at home were excluded because we don't want to be biased, tobacco smoking, and wall-to-wall carpeting. Of course, all the patients that we included had allergic rhinitis, and 55% of those had associated asthma. They received standardized pollen extract, 300 IR, manufactured by Stallergen. Pollen combination was 1 to 3 maximum. And the most common pollen use, and this is very nice to talk after the first speaker, because we also have similar studies here in Lebanon showing that these are the most common. So we used Parietaria, Cupressaceae, grass, and olive trees. We had actually presented and published a paper about the pollen calendar that is done here in Lebanon showing that these pollen are the most common. So we evaluated these patients at the baseline 12 months after and 36 months after. Again, we evaluated the improvement on rhinitis with total symptom score, total medication score. For asthma, same thing, total asthma symptom score and consumption of medication. Of course, many patients were allergic to multiple types of pollen, polysensitized. I guess this is very common that you see in your practice. And I will show you the figures. So if you see here, 38% had sensitization to Parietaria, followed by cypress trees, grass, olive, and of course some of them were co-sensitized with dust. So again, the symptoms for these patients, we had allergic rhinitis 100%, associated asthma in 55%. So this is the rhinitis total symptom score before, 12 months after, and 36 months after slit, and you see the major improvement and consistent improvement even after 3 years. This is for the rhinitis medication score. Also, you see a very good significant improvement in the rhinitis medication score. And we were very happy to see that the effect was also on asthma symptom score and on asthma medication score. So we concluded in this study that SLIT was efficacious in real life, and it was also applicable to the subgroup of patients suffering from concomitant asthma. Let me show you here the prevention of asthma, and this has been published by the PAT trial, showing that patients who received or children who received specific immunotherapy had a major reduction on the incidence of asthma compared to the control who did not receive any form of immunotherapy. And this PAT trial was extended, actually, 5-year follow-up of this PAT study, showing that even long-term, 2 years after stopping specific immunotherapy, we still had a major reduction, like you see in the second column, major reduction in the incidence of asthma compared to the group who did not receive immunotherapy. This is another study published in the JACI, also showing that patients who received co-seasonal sublingual immunotherapy had a reduction in the development of asthma in children who had at the baseline allergic rhinoconjunctivitis. So allergen immunotherapy for asthma, it has been studied very well. This is a Cochrane review database that included 76 trials with 3,000 patients. It was published in 2003. The Cochrane collaboration concluded from all these trials that allergen immunotherapy had a significant improvement in asthma symptom score, significant reduction in the allergen-specific bronchial hyperresponsiveness, and even in the non-specific bronchial hyperreactivity. Specific means I challenge with an allergen. Non-specific is, for example, with exercise or even viral induce. So this is the Cochrane collaboration, also showing here in the Annals of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, and you see a major improvement or a good, for the most of the studies, a very good improvement on the asthma symptom score. Here also on the medication score, we had a very good effect with this Cochrane collaboration. This is also a guideline that was published that shows very nice studies, including randomized control trials, about the efficacy of sublingual immunotherapy versus placebo for the asthma outcomes. And you see here for the asthma symptom score, the strength of evidence was very high, and it's 13 randomized control trials. Same thing here for allergic rhinitis, conjunctivitis, quality of life in these patients. And for asthma plus rhinitis or conjunctivitis, the strength of evidence was moderate. For asthma symptom and medication score, also moderate. But this is a very important group of studies, of trials, that showed a good efficacy. Of course, we still need more studies for polysensitized patients, because most of the randomized control studies are done on monosensitized. The efficacy and safety in pregnant women, polysensitized, severe asthmatics, we still need also some studies regarding those. And of course, the optimal dose is the key of success of specific immunotherapy. We need to discuss when we start or we want to use immunotherapy with our patients. We need to discuss the benefits, the adverse effects. We need to see if the patient is taking other medications, and we should also tell the patient about the expectations, the duration, when the immunotherapy will start, and how long you should continue specific immunotherapy. This is a practice parameter update of the allergen immunotherapy published in the JACI 2007. It says symptoms of asthma after natural exposure to aeroallergen and demonstrable evidence of clinically relevant specific IgE, and this is very essential. We need to have a clinical correlation in order to have a successful immunotherapy. So when do you suggest immunotherapy in asthma? If you have a poor response to pharmacotherapy, you cannot do allergen avoidance. If you have unacceptable side effects of medication, if you wish to reduce or avoid long-term pharmacotherapy and cost of medication, and mainly if you have a coexistence of allergic rhinitis with asthma, this is a major indication for specific immunotherapy. Of course, this is a very recent article published in the JACI 2014 showing that the effect of allergen immunotherapy on allergen-induced airway inflammation is going on. We still have a lot of research, a lot of pathway of immunotherapy that we need to use in order to decrease the airway obstruction. And we should know very well that even severe asthmatics have the most sensitization to pollen or to dust mites compared to mild or moderate asthmatics.
If you can conclude, please.
What is the future of immunotherapy? My last two slides. These are the development of other route of immunotherapy. We have now intralymphatic rush immunotherapy done over 5 days. Of course, these are all studies. We have the peptide immunotherapy that I think will be very important for cat allergen. I think we are in an era where we have a very justifiable hope that we can actually treat asthma and allergic rhinitis and sometimes even prevent it from being irreversible or bad. And I thank you for your attention.